This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Big banks step in.
First Republic rescued from collapse.
Outrage over death in custody.
It was inhumane.
March Madness.
The Tigers plow their way into round two.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New moves to shore up a bank in trouble as more cracks emerge in a system the Treasury Secretary insists is sound. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
First Republic Bank of California becomes the third U.S. bank this week to be rescued from collapse. 11 of America's largest financial institutions agreed to pump $30 billion into First Republic to stabilize the troubled lender after its value tumbled Thursday during early trading, rattling markets and the bank's customers.
I was definitely concerned with the financial situation, you know, after the two banks went under.
The tumultuous week for banks has triggered new debate over a move by then-President Trump and Republicans, joined by 17 Democrats, to loosen bank regulations in 2018.
I think it's important that this body quit listening to banking lobbyists.
But Republicans who supported the changes 5 years ago blamed Biden administration regulators for failing to detect and stop banks from taking dangerous risks.
This administration has a great deal of responsibility for the bank failures that we had.
Now to Virginia and the death of a mentally ill man in police custody. CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports there are criminal charges and a lot of questions.
My son was tortured.
The family of Ivo Otieno is heartbroken and outraged after watching surveillance video of the 28-year-old's death last week while he was experiencing what they describe as a mental health crisis.
My son was treated like a dog.
10 people have now been arrested and charged with second-degree murder. 7 Henrico County deputies and 3 staff members of Virginia's Central State Psychiatric Hospital. That's where prosecutors say the video shows all 10 pinning a handcuffed Otieno to the ground for 12 minutes before he died. Earlier, police had said that he'd become physically combative at a local hospital, leading to his transfer first to a county jail and ultimately to the psychiatric facility. The local police union called Otieno's death tragic, but says it is standing behind the deputies.
There's where China's president will go to Moscow next week, an apparent show of support for Russia as tensions rise over the war in Ukraine. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
Chinese President Xi Jinping and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin last met in September 2022. Now, just over a year into Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the two world leaders are planning to meet again Monday. This comes on the heels of a report by Politico that Chinese companies have been sending assault rifles, body armor, and drone parts to Russian entities. On the Takeout podcast, White House spokesman John Kirby told Major Garrett Thursday, China should think twice before providing lethal weapons to Russia.
We don't believe that it's in China's best interest to be on that side of the war in that way, to help Mr. Putin slaughter innocent Ukrainians.
Yesterday it was Poland. Today Slovakia has agreed to send its fleet of 13 Soviet-made fighter jets to Ukraine. Poland is promising a dozen. CBS's Remy Innocencio has more from a village in Ukraine that's been pounded by Russian rockets.
70-year-old Natalia Kogut never imagined war would hit her backyard.
A gift from Russia, she says.
Debris from a Grad rocket, a roof in tatters, a door blown from its hinges, a wall demolished. Viktor Karlin and his wife Luba, both 44, lost their lives. Now orphaned, their teenage daughter Snezhana and her 7-year-old brother in intensive care. This far-removed farming village has no apparent strategic value.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Opposition parties in France are expected to opt for a no-confidence vote after action by the government pushed the retirement age up 2 years to 64.
I'm Elaine Cobb in Paris, where protesters took to the streets within minutes of hearing that the government had forced through controversial pension reforms that will see them working longer before they can retire. After nearly 2 weeks of strikes by refuse collectors, piles of trash became an obvious target for angry protesters who decided to set some of them on fire.
A storm system rolled through Texas. Damage reported in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. An auto dealership was hit hard, and winds that topped 60 miles an hour sent a big rig tumbling over. No one was hurt. California Governor Gavin Newsom pledges the state will build 1,200 small homes to help ease homelessness.
We're hoping to get them constructed in a matter of months, not years. I wanted to say this summer, my staff said, press will attack us if we fall short, so we are saying the fall.
Some of the homes are as small as 120 square feet. Some can be built in as little as an hour and a half. Cinderella shows up at the big dance. A 15-seed Princeton beat a number 2, Arizona, in the NCAA basketball tournament, going on a 9-0 run and playing defense at the end.
Ramey, long ball. That's not it. Air ball. That's not it. Ballo tries to keep it alive. Free shot.
Four-seed Virginia had a 4-point lead with seconds left. Furman made 2 free throws, then pressured the inbounds.
Clark in a straitjacket. He didn't need to do that. He threw it away. Ping, Pickies.
That 3-pointer wins it for Furman, which is in the tournament for the first time in 43 years. Taylor Swift celebrates a much-anticipated tour with more new music.
Swift has dropped 4 previously unreleased songs ahead of her Eras tour that kicks off tonight with back-to-back shows in Glendale, Arizona. All of the Girls is the only newbie.
Keep your eyes open,
and 2 others are re-recordings. Glendale has temporarily renamed itself Swift City. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A huge asteroid is headed our way, and NASA's got an eye on it.
It may not be a brick house, but a big rock the size of a house is set to whiz past Earth today. NASA named the asteroid 2023 EY. Scientists discovered it on Monday and say it's about 54 feet wide. Its closest approach will be about 149,000 miles. For perspective, the moon is about 239,000 miles from Earth. So it'll come close, but NASA says we're in the clear. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The BBC reports the death of a Lion King in Africa. A 12-year-old lion named Bob Jr. after the late singer Bob Marley was killed by younger lions, apparently, in the Serengeti National Park. He and his brother ruled that park for 7 years. That's the Roundup, produced this week by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now, in hardcover or digital editions, wherever you get your books.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert. And I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert. And I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay. And what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. Respond too quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.